So William, we're going to be talking about enzalutamide and the work that's come out on that. But what about this paradigm of, do you need the data? Do you need the regulatory approval? Or can you just move agents up?
I do agree that it is primarily a regulatory issue, although I will say there is some interesting data coming from preclinical studies about the interaction between taxanes and the androgen pathway, and that may ultimately color the sensitivity of patients and tumors to these sequences, and I think we have to learn more about that. From my perspective, and geographically, I'm on the same island as Dr. Petrylak, Manhattan. We've had a lot more trouble getting this reimbursed before chemotherapy, and we've had patients who've had to pay very high copays. So I think without regulatory approval for many patients, it's really prohibitive. And even with regulatory approval, sometimes in our practices, it depends on the quality of their insurance to be able to reimburse the entire cost for oral therapy.
So, Mary, what are your thoughts about this issue of moving agents up? And I'll say, what about using, for example, these two new endocrine-approved agents in PSA-only disease?
I think that we obviously need clinical trials to test that. I'd be a little concerned about using expensive drugs that have not been tested in that paradigm, in that space, in a standard way. It's certainly logical to think that way, since there so much appear to be making an impact that the other agents didn't appear to make in a late stage disease that would probably work even better in the early stage disease.
So Bob, you're an evidence-based kind of guy. What do you think about this concept, and were you using abiraterone before chemo, before ASCO?
Well, I want to point out that Mario wrote an editorial with the first Abby paper and basically made the point that the use of docetaxel was a regulatory issue, not a biological paradigm. I've been using Abby pre-chemotherapy since about January of this year, mostly similar to Dan, just waiting for the reimbursement issue to not be an issue. And interestingly enough, early on we were sending in pre-auths, telling them that the patient hadn't received chemotherapy on the checkbox and they approved the drug anyway. So I think going forward, there's a bit of biology and there's a lot of regulatory reimbursement issues. So I use Abby pre-chemotherapy, have no issues with it, but I also agree with Mario. In the biochemical failure setting, I think we need data.